I would like to share an amazing message with all of you in this week's parasha. It says that we are not allowed to accept Amoni Moavi B'Kal Hashem. Amoni and Moavi cannot be part of the Jewish nation. They didn't come forward to us, offering us bread and water. And also, they hired Bilam ben Maor to curse us. The Ramban asks that, says in Parshas Dvarim, that Bnei Moav sold us bread and wine, bread and water. So what's the taina that they didn't give us bread and water? They expected to give it to us for free. If we remember the setting, Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim and they're about to take over Eretz Yisrael. We know from the parasha of Balak that they were terrified of Klal Yisrael taking them over and destroying them. So what was the big taina that they didn't come forward and bring them bread and water? Ramban says an amazing thing. He says that they should have remembered that their great-great-grandfather Lot was saved by Avram Avinu, the great-great-grandfather of Klal Yisrael. He saved Lot from the Milchoma that was taken into captivity, and then he saved him from being destroyed in Sdoim. And therefore, they were chayiv hakoros hatoiv to Klal Yisrael. And they didn't have that hakoros hatoiv. Now, it's very hard to understand and imagine what's going on over here. This is something that happened hundreds of years ago. What does it have to do with Klal Yisrael now? And together with that, maybe Avraham Avinu was great, but now Klal Yisrael is coming to take over Eretz Yisrael. We're in danger now. It's true that Hashem told Klal Yisrael not to start up with Moav, but how can we trust Klal Yisrael? We don't know what they're out to. You know, Hashem told them to do such and such, but they're a nation coming, a powerful nation that's coming to take over the country. How could we trust them? And even if they didn't trust them, it's so bad that they cannot be part of the Jewish nation. The Ramban is telling us a very deep message of what a Jew is all about. The most basic thing to be a Jew is to have this deep hakoros hatoiv. If somebody, or more than somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a toifa in the past, it defines the person, defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is a meitiv, and people that did good things to us are good people. If Avraham Avinu was the forefather of this nation and he was so good to them, he went out of his way to be Moisen Nefesh to save their great grandfather, they should have had trust in the descendants. This is an extension of Avraham Avinu. And they should have realized that if they were told not to destroy Moav, they have no reason in the world to be afraid. But they didn't have trust. And the lack of trust came from a lack of hakoros hatoiv. And if you don't have that, then you can't be part of Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael is all about our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it starts with the same point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved us and created us. He saved us from being in our mother's womb and all the dangers over there, and we have developed in such a perfect fashion. He has saved us from all kinds of different situations throughout our lives. He has given us our great neshama. He has given us so much. But if we can't focus on that and realize that this is the nature of Hashem, and trust Hashem, that even when we have trying situations and things that don't go the way we want, that we forget about that. And we have our tainas Hashem, or lack of trust, and we do things not the way He wants, because we look away from His goodness, then we will never really take advantage of what it means to be Ben Yisrael. And this is nogea to our hakoros hatoiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's hakoros hatoiv to anybody who did goodness and good to us in any point of our life. We have to focus and zoom in on that and realize there's so much good in every Jew. This is the source also of the building of Klal Yisrael. The Sinas Chinam that destroys Klal Yisrael and keeps us in Golus is because of our lack of ability to focus on the Toiv, the Hakos HaToiv, not just give the thank you. Yeah, you did so many good things for me in the past, but what are you doing to me now? is to recognize that if somebody did good to me in the past, there's a lot of good with them. They are good people. And if things are not going well now, and we have even difference of opinion or whatever it be, we can work things out because we're both good people. That's what being a Jew is all about. Being shalom with myself, with Klal Yisrael, and be equal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeichet to take this message and be proud of ourselves. We're Zera Avram, who was willing to give up everything he had and danger his life to make a world war for Loit. And who was this Loit? Loit that just caused him tzaras. He had to separate between himself and Loit because Loit was not behaving himself. But still, he was family. He was part of Klal Yisrael. He wasn't part of Klal Yisrael, but he was part of Avram Avinu's family. This is our forefather, and this is what makes it possible for Klal Yisrael to continue throughout history. We should zeichet to take this message and realize this is what we're all about. Amram and Moav cannot be part of Klal Yisrael because they were not able to see this. They were not able to have trust in Klal Yisrael. And if you can't have trust on a descendant of a wonderful, giving person, then you can't have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't have trust in anything. You'll never really be part of it. And we are the Zer Avram. We emulate him. We always try to do good to others. And together with that, the fact that we see all the goodness that Hashem gives us and the goodness that people around us gives us the ability to have trust in them and continue and further our deep kesher with one another. With this thought in mind, Amir Hashem, we'll be able to mechazik one another. We're going through a time now with a virus that in some ways separates us physically, but together in so many beautiful ways has brought us all so much more together, more caring for another, so much chasodim have been involved, because that's what we are. We're not saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you brought us this virus and we're falling apart, we can't manage with it. Adarabah, we know that this is from our loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's just an nisoyin to bring out our nature of Zera Avram v'Yitzchak v'Yaakov. If Hashem brought this to us, it's also for our benefit, and we're going to make the best of it. And Baruch Hashem, we are. Achizukim and Alim and Atayra, Achizukim and Atfilis, Achizukim and Achasodim. And with this, we'll be Zeichem Yitz Hashem soon to see the end of this corona that we have, but even more than that, to see the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nizgale, to the entire world, B'mehev Yameinu.